Colombia remains the world's top cocaine producer, and rebels are still threats there. But the violence has eased, so when Colombians vote Sunday for their next president, they're likely to cast their ballots for whomever they think can deliver on jobs and health care. One of the frontrunners in the race first made headlines by mooning a group of unruly university students. He showed considerably more gravitas as mayor of the capital, Bogota. John Otis profiles one of Colombia's most unusual politicians.
A crowd of mostly young people gathers at a campaign rally for Antanas Mockus, this centrist Green Party candidate shot to the top of the polls by promising a new era of clean government and by reminding voters who've grown accustomed to drug-related violence that human life is sacred.
Tu vida es sagrada.
A former philosophy professor, Mockus may seem like an unlikely successor to President Álvaro Uribe, a pro-U.S. conservative who won two elections by promising an all-out war against Marxist guerrillas and drug traffickers. Under Uribe, kidnappings and murders dropped dramatically, and improved security led to an economic boom. Uribe couldn't run for a third term, so he endorsed his former defense minister, Juan Manuel Santos, the candidate of the right-wing U Party.
Hay que continuar con lo que el presidente Uribe ha venido sembrando.
Santos, who's running neck and neck with Mockus in the polls, says he will continue with the national security crusade that President Uribe started. But as a former member of Uribe's government, Santos is taking the heat for scandals that marred the president's second term. For example, intelligence agents were caught spying on opposition politicians. Army troops killed hundreds of innocent civilians and dressed them up as guerrillas to receive bonuses. And dozens of pro-Uribe lawmakers were imprisoned for collaborating with death squads. All that has created an opening for Mockus, says Bogota political analyst Carlos Jaramillo.
Y ahora le están apostando a la persona que lo limpie.
People are betting that Mockus will clean things up, Jaramillo says. He's viewed as the man with a bucket of white paint who will sanitize all of Colombia. During two terms as Bogota's mayor, Mockus turned a budget deficit into a surplus. He refused to dole out jobs to win support from city council members, and he employed unorthodox techniques to promote civic solidarity. He once took a shower on television to show viewers how to save water. He sent mimes into the streets to humiliate reckless drivers.
Mil noches de rumba no valen una sola vida humana. Y si yo con esto salvo una sola vida humana, una sola, entiéndame, una sola vida humana.
That's Mayor Mockus in 1996 arguing with irate partygoers about his decree to close bars at 1 a.m. He said it would cut down on alcohol-related deaths, and that's what happened.
Vamos, Colombia!
Llegó el día, llegó, llegó. Llegó el día, llegó, llegó. Abran las ventanas pa que enfrienten hacia el sol.
Key to Mockus's success has been his upbeat campaign. He rarely criticizes opponents and comes off as unusually forthright. Last month, he announced that he suffers from an early stage of Parkinson's disease. For many, his most appealing message is that people can transform themselves.
Todos podemos mejorar. Soñemos con un gobierno que le ayude a cada persona a sacar lo mejor de sí mismo. Y sobre todo, soñemos con que nadie mata a nadie.
We can all do better, Mockus says in this ad. We need a government that will help people achieve their potential. But more than anything, we dream of a future in which people don't kill each other. Mockus pledges to maintain President Uribe's hardline security policies, but some analysts predict he would have a hard time governing because Mockus's Green Party controls just a handful of seats in Congress. Nora Cordoba, who runs a Bogota printing press and plans to vote for Santos, says she's put off by Mockus's quirky behavior.
Él fue buen alcalde, pero es muy diferente ser alcalde a ser un presidente.
He was a good mayor, but it's one thing to be a mayor and quite another to be a president. You don't run a country by pulling down your pants.
Six candidates are on Sunday's ballot. That means neither Mockus nor Santos is likely to win more than 50% of the vote, the threshold required for outright victory. And in the event of a likely runoff, polls suggest the race would be too close to call. For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.